You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
SME Thursdays, that's every Thursday we look at a business in South Africa that is aiming to make South Africans' lives a little bit easier. And this week's SME is a company called Loop. Their website is looptaxi.co.za. And I'm joined on the line by the company's co-founder, that is Jamie Veinhardt. Good evening, Jamie. Thanks so much for taking the time. What is Loop?
Good evening, Jimmy. Thanks for the introduction. So Loop, we essentially a tech company, and it's rightfully as you said, we're trying to make people's lives a little bit easier. And we have started doing payments in the minibus taxis via WhatsApp.
That's interesting. How did you get to that? How does that work, firstly, and how did you arrive at that sort of value proposition?
So it started off with Imtiaz Riley, who's the CEO and founder of Loop. And he's in the taxi industry for generations. His grandfather was in associations. His father was in associations. Also, God rest his soul, that father passed away recently. And he's been involved in the taxi space. And he came to me a couple of years ago. And he told me a story of how his father will call him up in the morning in school holidays and tell him, come stand outside. And his father, with a taxi full of people, will hand him a bag of money and tell him, put his money in the cupboard. And at the time, I didn't understand why was his father doing that. But then he realized that taxi drivers are literally cash in transit vehicles, but without the security. The taxi drivers are also being taxed and being assaulted by gangsters along the routes. And his father knew that if he had to keep driving around with that entire peak times earnings, he's at risk. So that's why he would physically manually deposit that money at home. And if Diaz asked me, why in today's time when we have bank cards and Yoko and SnapScan and all these new technology, why are the minibus taxis still using cash payments? And we know cash is king, but we had to figure out why. And my job was in business validation. So with the idea, I had to look at what's going on in the space, because his idea was, let's build an app where people can pay digitally in the taxis. So before I say, okay, great, let's go build this thing, I had to do the research to figure out why are payments as it is in taxis? And also, what kind of app are we even going to build? So the first step was understanding why digital payments are not working in the industry. And people have tried this before many times to have digital payments for minibus taxis. The big thing I saw that this kind of payments failed in minibus taxis is because a lot of people didn't understand how minibus taxis operate. And that is, a minibus taxi driver gets their money right now. They have to put in fuel today. They have to pay their boss today. And they have to buy food for the family when they get home on that same day. So if you use digital payments, I'm sure you've EFT'd someone before or you've sent money to anybody. It takes about 2 days for you to receive that money at max sometimes. So for a taxi driver to wait 2 days for their money when they need the money right now, if you're running any business and you have to wait 2 days for money that you need right now to run your business, that doesn't work. In addition to that, banks actually charge you for every transaction. So if you're not being charged paying, you're being charged as the merchant receiving the money. And for a taxi driver with such small margins on their trips, who are they going to charge as bank charges to? So it doesn't make sense for them to wait 2 days for their money and also be charged bank charge for every transaction, when if you look at it, if you just use cash, they get the cash immediately and there's no bank charges for them immediately with cash.
So Jamie, how does your solution solve this? How does your solution then solve the problems that you've identified, and what makes the solution so different?
Sure. So with Loop, you add Loop on WhatsApp. So one, I want to mention, we thought we're going to build an app. We also then looked at the commuters in the emerging market. No one has time for more apps on their phone. Nobody wants to download another app. Nobody wants to have space on their phone for another app. So we looked at what do people currently have, and it turns out that they have WhatsApp. Especially people that are going to work every day, moving from Manenberg, Mitchell's Plain, Khayelitsha, in the township, in the Cape Flats, they're going to work with WhatsApp on their phones. And we thought, can we utilize WhatsApp, which we have now done, to create a system called Chat2Pay, where you can pay your taxi driver on WhatsApp? That's where Loop started, and is now operational and runs, where you can load funds on your WhatsApp and you can make a payment to a taxi driver via WhatsApp without any bank charges and in real time. That has now evolved where our commuters on the taxi started asking us, hey, I do hair, I do nails, I sell Tupperware or Avon. Can my customers also pay me? And now Loop has evolved to not just paying your taxi driver, but to now open it up where you can pay anybody on WhatsApp. What I'm going to do for you and your listeners, I'm going to send you a link. and they can sign up via WhatsApp, and we'll give every single person that signs up of your listeners a 10 rand. I know it's not much, but it's a lot of 10 rand for all your listeners, and they can start engaging on WhatsApp, and you can literally pay somebody by typing in their phone number on our WhatsApp chat.
That's fascinating. Jamie, how do people then withdraw the money? So let's look at whether it's the taxi owner or the hair salon owner or the person that does nails. How do they then, so they get a credit to their WhatsApp of whatever amount has been transferred to them. How do they then access that money?
So right now there's two ways of accessing the money. If you're a registered vendor on our system like a taxi driver or a shop, we can deposit the money right now into your bank account. So it doesn't have to be used on the Loop system. The other way is you can physically get someone with a positive Loop balance, and they can send you the Loop money, and you can give them the cash. So you can actually deposit money if you want to get cash from another person that has a positive Loop balance and has cash. So if you want to get money from a taxi driver that has cash, the taxi driver doesn't have to go deposit the money in a bank account anymore. The taxi driver can give you the money, and you send the same value that you want to deduct to the taxi driver.
So, Jamie, let me understand this. You're kind of running something like a wallet system within the Loop platform within WhatsApp.
Technically, yes. We built a ledger on the back end, so we keep track of whose money is whose. Mm-hmm. And because the fact is the money actually isn't moving around. The actual money is staying put in one account. That's why we don't have bank charges.
So you're just crediting the wallets until such a time as someone wants to withdraw. And if they then withdraw, then you then do an EFT or you do a PayShap payment, because those are now also quite instant and immediate. So you can facilitate that kind of payment into a bank account. And then the person wanting to access the money can actually go and withdraw the money.
Yes, that's correct. And that's how we have it for now. We are working with Visa as a partnership. Mm-hmm. So with Visa, we've started a tap-to-pay system where you can tap to phone. And we also plan with Visa for money out with a digital bank card. So you can have a digital bank card linked to your Loop money, and you can utilize the digital bank card and eventually possibly a physical bank card to use the money outside of the Loop system. The difference, however, is using money outside of the Loop will come at the normal bank charge. But using money inside the Loop is no charge.
Very, very interesting business model that you have going on here. I love to see this kind of innovation from a business. How do people then get in touch with you in terms of accessing your services, whether it's as a business or just as a consumer?
You can get us on our website, looptaxi.co.za. You can find us on Instagram, Loop Taxi app. You can find me on Instagram. You can engage with me. Also keep in mind, I want to mention something. Loop has been an award-winning company. So warrant itself for the work. We're also in another competition at the moment that I just want to mention. If anyone just gives a Google to Global Startup Awards, Loop has been nominated for two categories, and that is mobility and logistics and also ecosystem heroes. So if people are out there and like what we're doing, you can go to the website for the startup competition. Or just find it on Loop Social. Go to Loop Social on Instagram or Facebook, Loop Taxi app, and you can go click on the link and you can go vote for us to be one of the best businesses in mobility and logistics and also ecosystem heroes.
That's a very, very interesting business model. I suppose the website over time will change from Loop Taxi as the business accommodates more things, like you said. It'll take on a new name. But for now, if you're looking for it, folks, looptaxi.co.za is the company website. Jamie Veinhardt is the co-founder of the business. He's available on socials. You can reach out to them. You can search for them within your WhatsApp. And whenever we get that link, I'll put up that link on my socials, and we'll see how the business goes from here. We wish you all of the best, Jamie. That's Jamie Veinhardt, co-founder of Loop, joining me for this week's SME.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.